623, 1320 WILS. So we now even have a Republican lawmakers reacting to President Trump's initial 2018 budget proposal, cutting the EPA budget and cutting the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative by 97% or so, from $300 million to $10 million. Molly Flanagan with us, Vice President of Policy at the Alliance for the Great Lakes. GreatLakes.org is the website. Molly, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Bill Heising, a Republican from the west side of the state, U.S. rep, he said he's going to fight this plan, but he said President Obama attempted to cut funding to the program also. Is that correct?
That is correct. President Obama, several times when he was president, in his budget, cut the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to around $250 million, and then Congress bumped it back up to $300 million.
Why is this money so important to us?
I mean, this money is really critical for the region because 30 million people depend on the Great Lakes for their drinking water. The Great Lakes provide jobs for thousands of people across the region, from Minnesota all the way over to New York, recreational opportunities for our families. As Michiganders know, you know, they really define the way of life in the region.
So what would happen if we cut this program from $300 million to $10 million? What would happen here in the Great Lakes?
I mean, it would really be devastating to restoration efforts across the region. That funding is used to improve water quality, to prevent beach closings, to fight invasive species like Asian carp and keep them out of the Great Lakes. Without that funding, a lot of those programs would cease to exist.
When you say improve water quality, what are we actually doing specifically there?
Yeah, so some of that money is going directly to farmers for them to implement conservation practices on their land. Some of that money is going to cities to help them reduce the amount of polluted water that's running off of those cities when it rains.
Okay.
And so, you know, a lot of different practices to help improve the quality of water that's flowing into the Great Lakes.
How clean would you say the Great Lakes are today as compared to, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago?
It really depends on the lake. So things are different lake by lake. You know, of course, Lake Erie is one of the great turnaround stories. Once the Clean Water Act was passed in the 1970s, you saw incredible changes to that lake and great cleanup successes. Now, unfortunately, what you're seeing is a reemergence of harmful algal blooms. A couple of years ago, the city of Toledo actually lost its drinking water for several days because of toxins in the water from those algal blooms.
And what's to blame for that?
Yeah, so that pollution is coming off of farms, and so farms are really sort of a newer source of pollution to the Great Lakes.
What's the cleanest Great Lake?
You know, the cleanest is probably Lake Superior, and that's because there just aren't as many people around it. You know, it's much less developed than some of the other Great Lakes.
Okay, so when you look at, let's say, Michigan or Superior or Huron, what do they have the same issue with farms or not at all?
You know, anywhere where you have a lot of big agriculture, you're going to have some issues with runoff. Mm-hmm. But I would say Lake Erie has it the worst of all of the lakes. Lake Michigan has seen some sort of concentrated harmful algal blooms. Some of that we're not sure exactly where it's coming from. Some of it is more because of the cities nearby.
Now, in terms of Molly Flanagan, by the way, with us, the Alliance for the Great Lakes, what exactly is this money doing to stop the Asian carp from coming in?
Yeah, so that money is going to some to the state of Illinois to help them fish out the Asian carp. Some of that money is going to the U.S. Geological Survey to help them test new technologies that could render Asian carp unable to create new baby Asian carp, so disrupt their reproduction cycle.
Is any of that doing anything? Is it helping at all?
I think we're learning a lot. But, you know, really, in order to truly stop the Asian carp from moving forward, we're going to have some structural things in place to keep the carp from moving into the Great Lakes.
I mean, I'd read that we've found some Asian carps in the Great Lakes. Is that accurate?
So there have been some findings of grass carp in Lake Erie in particular, but no silver carp or big head carp, at least not many.
Okay.
And so we don't think those carp have gotten into the Great Lakes yet.
And that would be coming from Illinois, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And how close is that to happening?
You know, the carp are still, I want to say it's around 40 miles from Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And there are electric barriers in the way of the cart moving between the river and the lake. But clearly we need additional protections put into place. Another thing that happened last week is the Trump administration actually pulled a study that was supposed to be released to look at some additional protections that would keep Asian carp out of Lake Michigan.
Really? Pulled it? Why? Was it too expensive? Or?
You know, they just didn't even allow it to be released for public comment. And this is something else. You mentioned Congressman Huizenga. This is something else that he has taken a position on in terms of asking the administration to let that study be released for public comment.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would this, and the study was to find different ways to stop the carp, is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it was a study done by the Army Corps of Engineers to look at how you could prevent carp from moving closer to Lake Michigan.
Okay. Now, well, I mean, if the water's connected, other than the electric barriers, how else do you stop them?
Yeah, so they're actually looking at what kind of technologies you could add on to a lock. So a lock is where ships, vessels go through from one part of the river to the next. Mm-hmm. There are some technologies that the Army Corps of Engineers and others are looking at that might be able to be added to the lock to stop the movement of Asian carp.
I'm curious, if someone were to take some Asian carp, put them in a bucket, and drive them over to Lake Michigan and dump them in there, would that essentially cause an outbreak?
So I would not encourage anyone to do that. First of all, it's illegal. But second of all, you know, in order to get an actual breeding, reproducing population of Asian carp, it's going to take more than just a couple. They'll have to have more fish than that. So hopefully that would not spell the end of the story for the Great Lakes.
So even if you get through, you're saying it's a little more than just one or two. That wouldn't start the epidemic.
Exactly. Yeah.
Molly Flanagan, Vice President of Policy at the Alliance for the Great Lakes, and she's right here on 1320 WILS. GreatLakes.org is the website. Molly, thank you for joining us.
Great talking to you. Thank you so much.
6:30. Now, when we come back, we're going to be joined by the man who teamed up with Steve Jobs and turned Pixar into the multi-billion-dollar juggernaut that it is now. He'll be here to tell us his story next.